Three of the five documentary shorts nominated at the Oscars this year have something in common. They're about Syrians, from ordinary people who became first responders, to a boat captain rescuing refugees, to a family that escapes and resettles in Germany. NPR arts correspondent Mandalit Del Barco spoke with the filmmakers.
Each of these three documentaries offers an intimate eyewitness account of the devastation in Syria. Bombs blasting in Aleppo are constant in The White Helmets, a film about a group of civilian volunteers who search and rescue victims. These first responders have saved tens of thousands of people, digging them out from bombed-out buildings.
They are the closest thing Syrians have to superheroes.
Filmmaker Orlando von Einsiedel introduces us to three of the men who wear white construction helmets, a former tailor, a blacksmith, and a builder. Stunning footage was shot by a then-teenage Syrian photographer named Khalid Khatib, who volunteers with the White Helmets. His camera follows them running into smoky crossfire just after the bombings. In one key scene, rescuers stop to carefully listen to the faint cries of a newborn baby. He's been trapped under a three-story building for more than 16 hours.
They pull him out, and he's completely unharmed. Apart from being dehydrated, he hasn't got a scratch on him. It's the most extraordinary footage.
The men cheer. They call him a miracle baby. Von Einsiedel says his documentary is ultimately a hopeful story in the midst of tragedy.
One of the great things about documentary is its ability to create empathy. And, you know, there's so much misunderstanding, particularly at this moment, about Muslims and people from places like Syria. You know, we hope our film helps create bridges.
Since the film was shot, the White Helmets have had to flee to other parts of Syria where they continue to save lives. But hundreds of thousands of others have had to escape. Part of their treacherous journey is documented in another short film, 4.1 miles. That's the distance between Turkey and the Greek island of Lesbos. The film captures a day in the life of a Greek Coast Guard captain. Kyriakos Papadopoulos and his crew rescue groups of Syrian refugees clinging to flimsy dinghies in the Aegean Sea.
This man is a true hero. He feels this enormous responsibility to save every life that he can.
Daphne Matsiaraki made the film in her native Greece as her journalism master's project at UC Berkeley. On board the 15-foot boat, she and her sound technician capture Papadopoulos and his crew pulling women and children on board with ropes and their own hands. The captain is seen trying to revive unconscious children and get them to safety.
It is his nightmare that he might have left somebody behind, or when he loses somebody and he cannot revive the child, or he cannot get fast enough to the dock. That haunts him.
The third of these films is called Watani, My Homeland. It documents the life of Hala Kamil and her four children surviving in an abandoned building in eastern Aleppo. Filmmaker Marcel Metalzifen shows Hala's husband Abu Ali, a leader of the resistance, shooting from atop a bombed-out building. The film also captures scenes of their young daughters crying at times, but also playing inside with toy guns, pretending to be what they call ISIS girls.
They were playful, incorporating their environment into their games. I think it's a secret of how children are able to adapt to anything.
As a photojournalist, Metalzifen had met the father, a Muslim man, who invited him to film his wife and children.
This fact alone was something where he said, oh, wow, that's unbelievable rare that a man allows me to speak to his wife and that she's even able to be filmed and that I'm able to spend days with them.
Metalzifen ended up spending 3 years with the family, during which time Ali is kidnapped by ISIS and the family flees. They eventually make their way to a small German city that welcomes refugees.
We've seen enough bang bang. We have seen enough fighting, shooting, dying. And I wanted to tell the story of how do these people survive.
He plans to escort Hala Kamil to the Oscars ceremony on Sunday. 4.1 Miles director Daphne Matsiaraki is bringing Captain Papadopoulos and the leader of the White Helmets and the young cinematographer who still documents the group will be here from Syria for their big night in Hollywood. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.